with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, February 2nd. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming up tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com and a video stream on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. We'll bring you a Warrigal Conference girls and boys basketball doubleheader. Galen Catholic taking on MMCRU in Marcus. Our pregame coverage scheduled to start at 5:45. Girls tips at 6 o'clock. The boys follow at 7:30. You can catch it right here on KLEM Radio, online audio at KLEM1410.com, and a video stream on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel tonight at 5:45. Yesterday, the girls' state wrestling tournament got into full swing, and 6 Plymouth County wrestlers were able to compete at the 2024 girls' state wrestling tournament. Let's give you a full recap of how yesterday went. Starting at 100 pounds in Lamar's Community's Brooklyn DeRocher, who was able to compete all the way into the round of 16 in the championship bracket. DeRocher defeated Boynton Hall Rock Valley's McKinley Sandbolt by pin in the first period, and then lost a round of 16 matchup to Cedar Falls' Natalie Blake by pin in the second period. DeRocher then stayed alive in the consolation round bracket, an 11-9 overtime victory over Midland's Taylen Gravel, but the second consolation matchup in the evening session yesterday saw DeRocher lose to Boone's Poppy Malone in a 4-0 decision that ended Brooklyn DeRocher's season with a record of 36-8. Then to 105 pounds, Kira Hesenius's tournament did not get off to the start she wanted, losing an 8-4 decision to Davenport's J.C. Mason, but thankfully, Hesenius had 3 consolation matchups, and she won all of them, so she is still alive today at the Girls' State Wrestling Tournament on the backside of the bracket. Hesenius defeated ATU's Sophia Hazen by pin in the second period, defeated Perry's Mercedes Ponce in the second consolation brown bracket, 6-2 by decision, and then defeated Cassie McKean of Spirit Lake Park by a 5-3 decision in the consolation round 3. A lot of wrestling for Kira Hesenius, but she was able to keep herself alive for another day and keep her season going into today at Coralville and Extreme Arena. Then we go to 110 pounds, where we take a break from Lamar's Community to go to Hinton Community, where the Blackhawks competing in their first ever girls' state wrestling tournament for an individual. It was Allison Hofling who started things off rocky, losing her first round matchup to South Central Calhoun's Evelyn Kramer by pin in 1:09. And then, needing to keep her season alive, Hofling could not get it done in the consolation round, losing by pin in the first period to Kemper Catholic's Grace Hoffman, but a historic season for Hinton Girls Wrestling and for Allison Hofling ends with Hofling's final record recorded at 25-11. Nothing to be ashamed of by any means for the Hinton Girls Wrestling program in their first year, in their first state qualifier. I have no doubt there will be many more in the future for that program. Then we go to 120 pounds, where Britt Hesenius was able to wrestle her way all the way to the round of 16 in the championship bracket. Hesenius defeated Tipton's Sadie Hamilton in a 4-0 decision in the first round, but then lost by pin in the first period to Ames's Lexa Rosevink in the round of 16. Then her first consolation matchup didn't go her way either. Tegan Robertson of Ridgeview defeated Britt Hesenius by pin late in the third period, and so Britt Hesenius' season came to an end with a final record of 36-7. Then at 145 pounds, it was Karen Pena of Lamar's who had to wrestle all the way into the third period in both of her losses, just could not get the job done, losing by pin in 4:59 to Central Line George Lutterock's Lucy Konechny, and then losing by pin in 5:07 to Clear Lake's Alexa Heflin. Karen Pena's final record sits at 30-17 to end the season. Then finally, at 170 pounds, it was Lamar's Desiree Brewer who was able to keep herself alive to today, one of only 2 Bulldog wrestlers still standing in their consolation bracket. Brewer was able to win her first matchup of the day over Dania Warner of Ridgeview by pin in the second period. That avenged an earlier loss in the regular season and was an upset as far as seeding is concerned. concerned, so really good showing there by Desiree Brewer. But then Brewer had to face the number 3 seed in the bracket, and that was a tough matchup. Grace Britton of SWAT Valkyrie, that's a really good team in southwestern Iowa, defeated Brewer by pin in a minute and 23 seconds. And so that sent her to the consolation bracket, where Brewer was able to pick up a couple of wins in her consolation round bracket yesterday. Really quick pin right away in the evening session. 41 seconds, all Brewer needed to defeat Grace Hammer of Ogden. And then she was able to beat Kaylin McEwen from BCLUW South Hamilton by fall in a minute and 14 seconds. Excuse me, South Hardin is the other school there. Minute and 14 seconds for Desiree Brewer in that second matchup. She didn't even wrestle a full period in the two consolation matchups in the evening session. So Desiree Brewer and Kira Hesinius remain alive for another day. Kira Hesinius will start today in the consolation round 4, taking on Sumner Fredericksburg Hillary Trainer at 105 pounds. Desiree Brewer in the same round at 170 will take on North Tama's Briar Blake. Taking a look at the team scores and seeing how things shake out. Decorah right now leading the way heading into the second day of the tournament. Cedar Falls is in second. Raccoon River Northwest is in third. Down at 32nd, we see Lamar's Community. They are tied with Ames at 22 points apiece. And of course, with no win, the Hinton Blackhawks were unable to score a team point in the Girls State Wrestling Tournament. We'll keep you up to date on how the wrestling tournament continues for Kira Hesinius and Desiree Brewer all throughout the day. Also yesterday in the world of wrestling, MMCRU Boys Wrestling went to Sioux Center to take on all comers at the Sioux Center Duels. The Royals had a tough time with the host Sioux Center Warriors, losing that duel 66-12. But in a tiebreaker fashion, the Royals were able to get a big dual win over Western Christian, a 31-30 win over the Wolfpack. Other dual scores in that matchup, Sioux Center defeated Esterville Lincoln Central 46-34. Then it was ELC taking down Sheldon South O'Brien by tiebreaker as well, 37-36. And Sheldon South O'Brien beat Western Christian 39-15. We go from the mat to the hardwood, where in girls basketball in the Missouri River Conference, it was 7th-ranked Lamar's dominating in Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 59-22. That was a 37-9 score at halftime. Dominant showing for the Bulldogs, 3 in double figures, led by Meta Scove, 16 points. Jalen Marino had 12 points. Sarah Brown scored 10 points, but of course the fashion in which she did it saw some 3-pointers go in and a record-breaking 3-pointer. Sarah Brown made her 200th career field goal in a high school basketball career that has spanned almost 4 full years. Hopefully a few more where that came from. 200 career three-point field goals broke Madison Dreckman's program record of 199 she set a few years ago. So Sarah Brown, now the new three-point queen in Lamar's Community girls basketball history. Other MRAC girls basketball scores, Sioux City West beats Sergeant Bluff Luton 68-44. To the Warrigal Conference, where third-ranked Remsen St. Mary's keeps their unbeaten run going. A dominant victory over MMCRU 63-22. Unity Christian rolled over West Sioux 64-15. Fourth-ranked Sioux Central over South O'Brien 60-24. Trinity Christian over Boyden Hall 40-35. And Rock Valley took down 15th-ranked George Little Rock 54-45. Big upset there for the Rock. We now go to the Western Valley Conference in girls basketball, where the consolation matchups continued in the conference tournament. Second-seeded Kingsley Pearson River Valley defeated 4-seed West Monona 62-34. Sydney Duskett scored 23 points. She went 10 of 13 from the field with 4 steals. Emma Dye came off the bench to score 9 points with 3 rebounds and 2 steals. Lawton Bronson defeated Woodbury Central 53-45, and it was Ridgeview taking down OABCIG 53-40. Now to the boys basketball scoreboard in MRAC action, where Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson took down Lamar 76-60. Drew Callis scored 17 points in the loss for the Dogs. Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Sioux City West 58-39. To Warrigal Conference boys basketball, this was a good one last night. Remsen St. Mary's defeating MMCRU by the score 48-43. Tight one there. Goes the way of the Hawks. Unity Christian defeated West Sioux 66-29. Sibley O'Cheedon over Hartley Melvin Sanborn 68-51. South O'Brien defeated Sioux Central 60-42. And it was George Little Rock over Rock Valley 47-43. And then finally to the bowling alley yesterday, MMCRU RSM Cherokee bowling teams made it a sweep of Sioux Central. Girls won it 20-67-12-33. Callie Arns with a 337 series and a 179 best game. Hannah Klein, a 332 series. She had a 178 best game to lead the Royals as well. On the boys' side, it was 22-81-19-92. Austin Klein with a 337 series and a 180 best game. Caleb Gravenish had a 190 best game, a 293 series. Colby Penning was split right down the middle, a pair of 161 games, and he shot 322 individually. All these scores and results, as always, can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab at the top of the homepage, in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. We now go to the sports schedule for today, where once again, the girls' state wrestling tournament continues. Kira Hesinius starts the day off taking on Sumner Fredericksburg Hillary Trainer, and Desiree Brewer will take on North Tama's Briar Blake. In the consolation round, they've only got one loss to play with, so gotta make it count here in the next couple of matches for those two Bulldog wrestlers. Boys wrestling, Akron Westfield continues their season, taking on Lawton Bronson, West Sioux, and Westwood at a quad hosted by Lawton Bronson. To basketball in the Wargle Conference, Galen Catholics at MMCRU. You can catch that contest right here on KLEM Radio or on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel at 5:45 with pregame. Hinton's at West Sioux, Akron Westfield's at Remsen St. Mary's, George Little Rock's at Harris Lake Park, and Hartley Melvin Sanborn is at Trinity Christian. To the MRAC in basketball, Lamar's Community is at Sioux City West, Bishop Heelan's at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, it's Sioux City East at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln tonight, and Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Sioux City North. Then to the Western Valley Conference boys basketball consolation matchups in the tournament. Sulayan Christian is at West Monona. It's MVAOCOU taking on Westwood at OABCIG, and Ridgeview is at OABCIG as well. For more sports news, check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well, at KLEM Sports. That's the best way to stay up to date with the Girls State Wrestling Tournament while also listening on air here on KLEM Radio. And tune in tonight, starting at 5:45, MMCRU and Galen Catholic in Wargo Conference Basketball. You can catch it all right here on KLEM. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.